Praise the Lord. Message number 145. The title of the message, Faith, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and let's read from verse 8 to verse 16. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you send on time to us, to encourage us, to refresh us, to enlighten our mind and increase our faith and restore our hope. Unto you, Lord, to persevere as we are living our life on earth, waiting for you to come to take us to heaven, Lord. Increase the faith of your people who listen to the message and encourage them to obey you and walk faithfully according to your word, O Lord, according to what you had spoken to each and every one of us. Raise up a faithful people, O Lord, that you will not be ashamed to be called their God. Lord, I pray for attentive and responsive heart, O Lord, for your people who listen, that they will abide with the message. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The faith of Abraham in God. You know, when God called Abraham, he told him, leave your country, your nation, your homeland, your people. As we are reading that, and we know that from Genesis chapter 12, and go to the place that I will show you. You know, when God called Abraham, he did not show you the place. And he did not know where he to go. The Bible says here in verse 8 about Abraham, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. He did not argue, he did not question God. You show me first, you give me a son, I have to see, and then I have to think about it, and I have to pray for it. No. He obeyed God at once. Why? Faith in the Lord. You know, it is very hard to leave. One of the things, because you may be acquainted with your culture, tradition, old friends, old habit, old style. The other things, you have not yet received the promises of God. First you give me, then I will leave. No, God said, leave first, then I will give you, I will make you. You know, Abraham left good settlement, is having a house, people, society belong to, and he has rise in that society, and he moved to a place he does not know, a land, he is a stranger in it. He was living in house, but he started to live in tent. You know, some people, when they come to Christ, they think that they should have increased salary, they should have better living and more income. No, that's true. God called us to live life and life to the full, but that does not mean that there is increase in the material things. Abraham might be living in tent, but he was happy in the presence of the Lord. When you respond to God's call, you may lose material things. You may lose your society, your people, your money power, but in the presence of the Lord in your life, you will have life and life to the full. And that is the expression of faith. Abraham was not forced. He willingly loved to obey the Lord. And Jesus said, if you love me, obey my teaching. He believed that God would give him, and he will give him inheritance, and that is, he was sure of it. And even when it came to live, he was willing to live on tent, as a stranger in a foreign country. Not only he, his son Isaac, and then after Isaac, Jacob, they were the heirs of the promise of God. They endure the call of God, and they express their true faith by obeying and persevering and willing to suffer for Christ. Many people, they are not willing to suffer. They are not willing to leave the world. They are not willing to leave their comfortable zone and society and houses and to go with God, because their faith is not the correct one. Faith enables us to obey the Lord and willing to suffer for Him. Why was willing Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Because for he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. And that is Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. When the new heaven and new earth God will make, as we read in Book of Revelation, chapter 21, the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were looking for that city, and me and you, we need to look for that city that will come down from heaven. Here on earth, we live as strangers. I'm not saying don't take material things, or material things is not necessary. It is important to have material things. But God's call has the priority. When God says leave, leave. When God says move, move. When God called you to suffer for Him, and you know that it is God's will to suffer, as Moses was willing to live in tents, you do the same. We need to do the same. That's how we express our true faith. That's how we say we are looking forward to the city that will come down from heaven. Verse 11, by faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from his one man, and he as good and as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the sea shore. You know, when God called Abraham, he told him, I'll make a great nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you, and you'll be a blessing. Abraham had no children. God called him when he was 75 years old. There was no children he has, until he got the age of 99, the time Sarah get pregnant, and when he was at the age of 100, he get Isaac. Abraham did not give up the promise of God. He believed God because he considered God is faithful. You might be waiting to receive something from the Lord. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Lord, for how long? The answer for a question is this. Consider God is faithful. God will fulfill his promise for you. Wait upon God. Why we need to wait? God's timing. God has a certain time he will fulfill. Sometimes we can't understand why God is doing that for us. Why God is doing that for me? Some people, they will say, why God is not answering my prayer? God knows that I cannot wait. Maybe God is testing your faith. Maybe it is not the time for it. Maybe it is the wrong time. No. There is a proper time. God will fulfill his promise for you. Trust the Lord. You know, Abraham, at the age of 100, he just got Isaac. But God told him, you will have descendant as numerous as the star in the sky and countless as the sand on the seashore. I don't know if Abraham were saying to the people that God would give me such descendants. How we can say it? Only Isaac, he was waiting in 25 years. And nothing before that. He was as good as dead when Sarah became pregnant. But Abraham did not believe his senses. He believed God's word. He did not say, oh, becoming old, Lord. I'm becoming weak. And Sarah becoming old. How you will give us the promise, Lord? No. He considered God is faithful. Consider God is faithful. Have faith in God. He will do it for you. Even your body as good as dead, God will fulfill his promise. Even when Abraham died, where would God say, I will make your descendant as numerous as star and countless as the sand of the seashore? What Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 is say, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. They did not receive the promises of God. When they died, when Abraham died, his descendants were not as numerous as the stars in the sky. He only has Isaac in his hand. And Isaac have Jacob and Esau. No more. But by faith. Even there are things, it may not happen now for us. We are praying, we are doing our best to obey God. But we are not yet receive certain promises. You may not yet receive certain promises of the Lord. But you need to believe. You see it by faith and welcome it from a distance. Yes, you cannot do as the other people around you do. We are aliens, we are strangers on earth because we are different from the people around us. We need to believe in God and trust Him that what He said He will do even after we die. People, verse 14, who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. When we live in such a way and willing to suffer and wait upon God, even we might die and we will not receive what God had promised, but by faith we receive it and welcome it and testify about it, about the goodness of the Lord, because we are looking for a country of our own, the New Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. That is the place that I am looking for to live and to be with God forever. So today I endure suffering, waiting, trials, persecution, mocking, living as strangers, different from the people around me, because that's what God wants me to live. That's the style of my life that God will praise and commend for me, because I am looking. It's not by force. I am enjoying it. You say, Lord, I will enjoy it. I enjoy it to live in your promises. I enjoy it because I am waiting for a country of my own, the New Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. Lord, I am living my life for that purpose. Verse 15, if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. It did not come to their mind. It did not come to the mind of Abraham even, or think about it, that he will go back. Oh, why I'm living in tent? Why I'm suffering? God did not say, God did not fulfill what He said. What for I am waiting? Let me go back. No, He did not. Because He was looking. Abraham was thinking and looking for something else. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Abraham was looking for the future, the eternity, to live with God and for ever. That's why when he left, no more return, no more walking back or looking back, no more counting on how much we lose, no more comparing yourself with the world and the people around you, why they are better than me and I am suffering. No. You are building your capital in the heavenlies as you are suffering this very day for the sake of the Lord and for the sake of His word. God want to use you, and your life is a testimony for the people around you. The people will see your life as the people saw the life of Abraham. And God used the life of Abraham even this very day, and He will continue to use it to give a good testimony, an example of Abraham to others and to us, to continue to walk and follow what God had said. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. God was happy with Abraham. He is proud of Abraham. That's why we find that the name of Abraham all along the Bible repeated many times. The name of David repeated many times. The name of Noah repeated many time. The name of Joseph repeated many times because those people, they obeyed the word of God and they obeyed God. And they did exactly what God wanted them to do, so that God is proud of them and their achievement. They did not deny the Lord. They did not show that they are ashamed to be called a Christian or the people of God. You know, people who follow God know what they think now of the world. If you follow God, that you must be rich, you must be famous, you must be powerful, you must living in a very good places, you may eat a very good food, you may wear a very nice clothes, you may have a good capital. That it might be there, but that is not faith all about. Faith all about is to obey God even when you don't see what He have promised you, when you did not receive, when you called to leave privileges and good things and comfort zone and go and suffer. That's faith all about, where God had called us to obey Him and follow Him wholeheartedly, looking forward to the place that God had prepared for us in heaven, the New Jerusalem, that will descend from heaven where God dwell with us forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word of yours. Thank you for encouraging word that you send us. We know, God, we might suffer. We might call to leave certain things. We may die and your promises are not yet fulfilled, but Lord, we welcome them. We receive them by faith, trusting you that the one who calls us is faithful and he will do it. Even our bodies as good as dead, but we live in the hope of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that he came down from heaven to redeem us from our sin, that our bodies will rise in the resurrection of the righteous, and we will meet you face to face in the air when you will come. Lord, I'm looking forward to the Lord. I'm looking forward to live in the heavenly Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. I will live my life and I will persevere to live it for you wholeheartedly, living as strangers, as aliens in this word. My food is your word and your promises. Lord, let the message fulfill the purpose of God. And raise up many people, people of faith, who are willing to carry on the mission and the work of yours. So Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.